Yeah, and so there are several phase 1/2 studies now that are ongoing that are looking at combinatorial approaches with TACE, neoadjuvant studies.
Combined, you mean same time?
Same time combinations, but I'm pretty sure there are some that are now looking at even prior to TACE. I mean, we're running a study right now of TACE with nivolumab, which we presented, which demonstrated early safety. And, you know, I think that this was a study that we designed, you know, 5 years ago, and we know it's safe, but I think it primes the pump for larger phase 2 and 3 studies to look at, you know, combinatorial strategies in the B space, as well as potentially areas where you might try to displace embolization in the correct clinical context. I mean, I think the point that you're bringing up is for the B liver Barcelona criteria B. It's a huge variation of what we consider that. And I don't think it's very well delineated yet what is the best way to treat this very heterogeneous population. You know, a B liver is like 1 15-centimeter tumor or 15 1-centimeter tumors. So, you know, they probably need to be treated differently. And I think ongoing studies will hopefully clarify that for us.
I remember having the thought a couple of years ago when I first started hearing about checkpoint inhibitors about, I know it seems kind of strange, but combining therospheres and immunotherapy, like with the abscopal effect, has that ever been done?
So there are studies that are ongoing looking at that. There are phase 1/2 studies that people are looking at that. I think the abscopal effect is very interesting, where you have a local approach that leads to some change in systemic immunity, and that then helps clear distant metastatic disease.
I mean, it's standard of care. Locally advanced lung cancer now, non-small cell lung cancer, is chemoradiation followed by durvalumab. I mean,
Exactly.
whether that's really about the radiation, but I mean, they had pretty good results there, but who knows why.
Yeah, I think that that's possibly related to that. And I think we'll start to see more of that in the B space with liver cancer for sure. And I think that's partly where the field is going, all, of course, in an investigational context.